السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة لا تبديل لكلمات الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم
In آيات الرحيم Huzur says that the translation of these verses as follows. Listen that the friends of Allah are those upon whom no worry and anxiety will be there, nor they will regret. And those people who have believed and they acted upon righteousness, for them in this life and the life to come there is a glad tiding for them. And in the words of Allah there cannot be any change. And certainly this is going to be a great triumph. Huzur says, as it is quite evident from the subject matter of these verses, Allah Almighty has mentioned the condition of the friends of Allah and their attributes, that لا خوف عليهم, there will be no fear upon them. And secondly, وَلَا هُمْ يَهْزَنُونَ, nor they will grieve for anything. And then in the next verse Allah says that الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those people who believed and making it perfect and they are increasing in righteousness, and then those who become the friends of Allah, Allah Almighty becomes their friend, and in this life they get the glad tiding from Allah Almighty and also the glad tiding in the hereafter. This is a series of bounties of Allah Almighty through which Allah Almighty blesses His friends and the true believers. That is to say that the true believers, because of this link of their link with Allah Almighty and because of the continuous treatment of Allah Almighty with these people, they have the satisfaction that Allah Almighty is, they will not get a real loss because of these anxieties and worries. The dangers may come in their way. They may go through trials, but a true believer has always the satisfaction and assurance that if in this life there is going to be any loss of worldly nature, then Allah Almighty, by the grace of Allah, will compensate for that. And if there is a loss of life, still then Allah Almighty in the hereafter, according to His promise, will bless them with bounties. Such blessings will be there, but the first condition for that is, which Allah Almighty has put it here, that they should be doing full justice to their friendship to Allah Almighty. For worldly friends, we sometime offer great sacrifices, and those people who are called, those who want to become the friends of Allah Almighty, then we must have and to do full justice to this relationship, we have to not only be ready all the time, but also with a passion, with a feeling of love on everything that he says. We have to respond to that one and act upon whatever he says. And when this thing is there, then these people will be away from any type of fear because of the blessings of Allah. And that is to say that the fear of Allah, that is to say that this fear, that this friendship of Allah Almighty should not cease, should not come to an end. The friends of Allah, they are delivered from all types of anxieties of this life. Hazrat Imam Raghib writes that Al-Khawf min Allah, that the fear of Allah, the meaning of that is that people should avoid sins and to adopt the ways of submission, and with total submission and to worship, they should pay attention. So the status of the friends of Allah cannot be achieved just in a simple way. Allah Almighty says in one place, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَزَاجِ يَدُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفٌ وَتَمَا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They are away from their beds, that is to say, for offering the Nawafil prayer during the night, they get up from their beds and they remember Allah Almighty with the feeling of love and fear. And whatever Allah Almighty has given to them, they spend out of that. So Allah Almighty has mentioned this fear of His friends, and He will remove that fear because of that. Because they have only the fear of Allah Almighty in their hearts. Allah Almighty will remove their fears. And all the worldly fears, there is no significance, no importance whatsoever of these worldly fears. And not only this much, that there would be no fear for them for the future, because their objective is not the world, but the pleasure of Allah Almighty. But Allah Almighty has given them further assurance that فَلَاهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, that they will not grieve for anything in the past. That is to say that when Allah Almighty, because of the mistakes and the follies of someone, Allah Almighty forgives them and makes them His friend, then all the effects of all His bad things in the past, He is completely safeguarded from that. So this is Allah, the Almighty, who one takes someone as His friend. then if that servant continues to discharge the responsibility of his friendship and he remains like that, then Allah Almighty, while he gives the assurance for the fears against the fears in the future, he also gives the assurance that the sins in the past will be completely wiped away. There is no power in the world which has got the authority to give this assurance, or nor they have the power to do so. So what a lovely, beautiful Allah we have, who is the power, who is the master of every power. And by establishing our relationship with Allah Almighty, a person is completely delivered from all types of worries and anxieties, of all types. But it is very sad that a large part of world population, they are leaving the door of Allah, and they are turning to other people. And not only they leave the door of Allah, the threshold of Allah, they and go to other people. Rather, they are bent upon rebellion against God. There are books written against God. There are books there are discussions against the existence of God, whether God exists or not. The discussion is being made on these subjects. And to discharge any duty towards Allah Almighty and worshipping, they don't have any attention to that one. A large number of world population, they do not want to think on this subject. And the result of that is that they are getting closer and closer to the pit of fire. So it's a matter of great concern and fear, and great need of repentance to Allah Almighty is there. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, explaining the meaning, la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun, he says that Allah Almighty has declared them as his friends, although he is not in need of any friend. He is not in need of anybody. Allah Almighty has mentioned them as friend, but Allah Almighty is not in need of any friend, as a matter of fact. Therefore, this exception has been mentioned with the exception is with this condition. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيُّ مِنَ الدُّلَّ. This is a matter of truth that Allah Almighty, not because of any necessity makes anybody his friend, but out of his grace and mercy, he grants them the nearness to him. He is not in need of anyone. This friendship and nearness, the benefit of that goes to that person, to the human beings, to those people who have this in their life. Remember that when Allah Almighty selects someone, that is because of his inner choice. And when Allah Almighty selects and picks up someone and gives glory and respect to someone, then it is that is because of that inner desire of human being which one has in his heart. And it is quite possible that in the past life he might have done some big or small sins. In his previous life he might have committed some big sins or small sins. But when he gets into a true relationship with Allah Almighty, then he forgives all the sins. A sinner, whatever he might have done very serious crimes and very big sins and minor things. When the relationship with Allah Almighty is established, then Allah Almighty forgives all his previous sins. And then he is never embarrassed at all, nor in this life, nor in the life to come. What a great bounty and blessing, grace of Allah Almighty is that when once he forgives, then after that he never mentions that thing again. That is, complete covering is put on that. And despite all these blessings and favors of Allah Almighty, the human beings, some of them, it's a height of ungratefulness if a person becomes hypocrisy, and that is the bad result of his sins. He said that the blessings and the bounties of Allah Almighty in order to get the cleanliness of one's heart is very essential. Unless the heart is absolutely pure and clean, unless the heart is clean, there is nothing. And it should be that whenever Allah Almighty looks at the heart of the person, then in every corner there should be no element of hypocrisy at all in the heart. When this condition is there, then with the sight of Allah, then the manifestations of Allah's power are shown. There should be no element, no shade of any hypocrisy in one's life, and the matter becomes absolutely clear. For this, a person should be very honest and loyal and truthful. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he showed his truthfulness, or as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam set his golden example. When a person is following this example, then he becomes a person full of blessing, and there is no disgrace in his life, and there is no constraint of provision in his life. But that the doors of the blessings of Allah Almighty, they are opened for that person, and he becomes that person whose prayers are accepted, and he does not destroy it with the accursed life, and his end is very fine and good. In short, the person who has got a true and real relation with Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty fulfills all his desires, and he is never denied any of his wishes and desires. And then the second verse, out of these verses, Allah Almighty says, "Allazina amanu wa kanu yattaqun," that these are those people who believe and those who are following the path of righteousness. These are also the friends of Allah. So these are the special attributes of the friends of Allah, that they continue to increase in their faith and also set up the high standards of righteousness. In one hadith it is mentioned that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when the day of Qiyamah will be there, then the friends of Allah will be brought. They would be presented before Allah, and they would be distributed into three categories. There are categories of the friends of Allah. The first category, a person would be brought. Allah Almighty will ask him that, "Oh my servant, why did you perform these good deeds?" He would submit that, "Oh my Allah, you created a paradise and the fruits and the trees and the rivers and the canals, and there were the pious ladies, and all the blessings which you have prepared for all those who submit to you. You prepared all these things, for in order to get all these things, I stood up at night to offer the prayer, and during the day I kept fast." So Allah Almighty will say to that person that, "Oh my servant, you just did all these things for the sake of Jannah. So this is Jannah, you enter into it. And this is my grace and mercy that I have delivered you from the punishment of fire. And this is also the blessing that I am now entering you into paradise." So then that person and all his friends, they will go. A representative of that category would be presented, and then all of them, they enter into the paradise. Then the second category, one person would be brought. Allah Almighty will ask him that, "Oh my servant, why did you perform these good deeds?" And he would say in reply that, "Oh my Allah, you created a hell and the shackles and the burning fire and the hot winds and the hot water and whatever you have prepared for those who are disobedient and aggressors. Then having the fear of all these punishments, then I offered the nawafil at night, and during the day I kept fast." So then Allah Almighty would say that, "My servant, you performed all deeds just out of the fear of fire, because of the fear of fire. So I will deliver you from this fire, so I will enter you into the paradise." So along with his companions, he would also enter into paradise. And then after that, one person from the third category would be brought in front of him, Allah, and Allah Almighty will ask him that, "O my servant, why did you perform the good deeds?" And he would say that, "O my Allah, just because of your love, and in order to meet you, just because of my yearning to meet you, by your name, by your glory, I offered the prayer at night time, and during the day I observed fast, just because of your love." So then Allah the Glorious, the Almighty would say to him that, "O my servant, so you did all these things for my love and in order to, for your desire to meet me. So now you get the reward of this." So then Allah Almighty will make a special manifestation, and all the curtains will be removed, and he would just come right in front of that person, and he would say, "O my servant, here I am. You look at me." And then Allah Almighty would say that, "By the grace, my grace and mercy, I delivered you from the fire, and I make it and make the Jannah for you, and I say salam to you myself and also along with my angels," and then he would enter into paradise. Now, in these three categories, everyone according to their deeds, according to their good actions, and all three will Allah Almighty counted among his friends. This detailed hadith is in Ibn Kasir, and this point has been mentioned in Tafsir Kabir by Hazrat Muslim Aud. In this hadith, there are various categories of the friends of Allah have been mentioned. One, those who are desirous to go into paradise, and for that, and those who perform the good deeds for that purpose, and those who fear the hell, and in order to get rid of hell, they would be doing these things. And third, those categories who, just because of the love of Allah Almighty, perform these deeds. And whenever, when Allah Almighty will enter, give the permission to enter for them to into paradise, he would say, "So this is not because of your actions. It is out of my grace and mercy that I am giving you this reward." And then every category, one person would be brought in front, and he would be brought, and then he gets the fazal and the blessings of Allah Almighty and enters into the paradise. The last category, which is devoted to the love of Allah Almighty, certainly the leader of that group, certainly the leader of this group would be the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the time of his demise, the wording which he uttered at the time, fir rafiq il ala, this is the wording. And these words which he said at the time of demise, that is the proof of the fact that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he just had the love of Allah in his heart, and he enjoyed the highest status in this category. So there are various forms and categories of the friends of Allah, but the fundamental thing is the faith and the increase in righteousness. And the prophets of Allah, they are those friends of Allah Almighty. Their faith is complete, and they always demonstrate the highest standard of taqwa and righteousness. And as I said, the highest example of that is to be seen in the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Regarding the friends of Allah Almighty, there are other ahadith as well as to who are the people who deserve to be called the friends of Allah, and how this status can be acquired. Musnad Ahmad bin Hanbal narrates a hadith that Amr bin al-Jammu, he heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that a person is does not deserve to have the real faith, true pure faith, when he loves somebody only for the sake of Allah, and he has some rancor against anybody just for the sake of Allah Almighty. And when he loves for the sake of Allah and have some rancor for the sake of Allah Almighty, then he becomes deserving of having the friendship with Allah Almighty. And he said that from among my servants And from my creation, the favorite, my favorite and beloved are those who remember me, and I also remember them. So in this hadith, these are the indications of the true faith which are mentioned, that every action of these people, unless even to the extent of their love and the enmity and the displeasure, is for the sake of Allah. They do not love or dislike anybody for their own selfish ego or selfish reason. If you analyze this thing, one really shudders with the horror that on one side people claim that they are getting the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and there are so many people who have in their heart a personal grudge against other people and enmity, and they look at the fault of other people and they don't want to forgive it at all. But when they get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, because of the fact that each and everything was done for the sake of Allah Almighty, then he becomes the friend of Allah. There is another hadith on the subject. Musnad Ahmad bin Hanbal, it is mentioned in that one, Hazrat Abu Huraira relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah Almighty has loved three things for you, and three things have been disliked by Allah. He has liked these things, that you worship Him and do not make anybody partner with Allah Almighty, and that Allah Almighty has put the guardian for all the matters, then you seek His welfare, and that you hold fast to the rope of Allah Almighty and do not be divided, and nor you should indulge in idle talk and asking too many things or squandering your wealth. And this idle talk and asking too much and squandering wealth, these are the things which He has disliked for you. The worship of Allah is quite evident for everyone. In that includes the real obligatory prayer and also the nafal prayer, the optional prayer. And anyone who is unmindful of worship, does not pay attention to this one, and will not pay the real attention that is due, then he cannot be like a person who can call himself to be the friend of Allah. He is not even to be called a believer. And the second important thing which Allah Almighty has mentioned, out of those which Allah Almighty likes, the thing is that whosoever is made responsible and custodian and guardian of your matters, you should always try to have the welfare of that person in your heart. And who is the one who is appointed in that position from the administration of the Jamaat? The one, every office holder, every person who is appointed in this capacity, who is appointed for any duty, whosoever is appointed for that purpose, he is actually the guardian of the believers. So the full cooperation with that person, and to have the well wishes for that person, that is the responsibility of every believer, which he should do seeking the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And those who want to become the friend of Allah, while this thing is inviting the attention of a believer to the obedience, and it also draws the attention that one should avoid all types of disorder, and one should abstain from these things. While there is a point for the office holders to think, it is a matter of great fear that a person who, for the sake of Allah Almighty, he is wishing all the best for you, so then for the sake of Allah Almighty, how much you should have the fear of Allah in your heart, and you should fulfill the requirements of justice, and you should perform this duty of overlooking these people in the best possible manner. This well-wishing is not one-sided thing. But when the question of observing this justice at the high standard, and when the intentions are pure, and when for the pleasure of Allah Almighty will become the motive and the objective of the office holders, then they will have the fear of Allah in their heart, and they would the people would have the all the well wishes for the office holders, and they would have no ill thinking, and there will be a mutual atmosphere of love for one another will be there. And then Allah Almighty says, hold fast to the rope of Allah Almighty and never become like those people who got divided. This is an instruction to the ordinary believers that if these things happen from the office holders or other people, then there should be no such reaction shown to by you, which is the cause of any disorder or any unpleasant thing. And this is also the instruction for the office holders, that your reaction should be such in which the fear of Allah Almighty should be very clearly evident. The rope of Allah, which this has been made with the pious deeds, and no personal gain or because of any bad deeds, you should not create any sort of weakness which may break this rope or may slip away from the hand of someone and he may falls into the pit of fire. So the friends of Allah Almighty, for the sake of Allah Almighty, they always catch hold of the hand of other people and try to save them. So Allah Almighty says that avoid the bad things, because these bad things take the people away from Allah Almighty. Idle talk and vain talking and criticizing upon other people, because when these things are there, then the grip on the rope of Allah, it slackens. And then asking too many questions and the squandering of the wealth, a mu'min should have the quality of contentment, and one should be attentive to the sacrifice towards the requirements of religion. In one hadith it is mentioned, the status of the servants of Allah Almighty, a very beautiful scenario has been presented there. Hazrat Umar bin al-Khattab relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that among the servants of Allah there are some, those who are not, neither they are prophets nor they are martyrs, but the prophets and the martyrs on the day of judgment, because of their high status, they would be envious of these people. The companions submitted that, O Prophet of Allah, would you kindly tell us who these people are? He said that these are those people, those who love one another because of the love of Allah Almighty, not because of their family relationship and of kinship, and not because of the wealth which they give to one another. By Allah, their faces are lit with the light of Allah. And when these people will have the fear, other people will fear, they will have no fear. When other people will grieve, they will not grieve for anything. And then he recited this verse, Allah inna khawliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. So these people, they become really the friends of Allah Almighty. Their whole life, day and night, is the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And when for the sake of Allah and His pleasure, they perform all the good deeds, then certainly all these people are such that the prophets will become envious of these people. And Allah Almighty will grant these prophets, they would wish that there should be such people among their followers who are going to be granted this station. The objective of the prophet is to bring about a spiritual revolution. So when their followers, they bring about this revolution among them, then certainly this is a point for the prophets to be extremely elated and happy. So these status actually are enjoyed by all the prophets, and they have already attained this high status of the nearness of Allah Almighty. So they would not be envious because of their good deeds. Rather, they would be happy that our followers are trying to get these high status. As I read out one hadith earlier on, it makes it very clear that the high status of the friends of Allah Almighty that is granted to the prophets, and out of all the prophets, the highest position that is of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in this age, after the advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the friends of Allah are those who are from among the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are trying their best and do everything for the sake of attaining the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And these are the people who get the nearness of Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty is going to remove all their fear and anxiety. And if they are really wishing to have the pleasure of Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty and under the instruction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would be. This is also a responsibility of a true believers. And in the period of latter days, believing in the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam is also from among the commandments of Allah and His Prophet. And as it is mentioned in a hadith, don't be divided and hold fast to the rope of Allah very firmly. All these things, they are indicating this point that someone has to do away with this divisions, and that person cannot be somebody other than who has been sent by Allah Almighty, who has already attained the high status of being the friend of Allah Almighty. So in this age, gathering together for the sake of Allah and to love one another, to become such a community and be united at the hand of one hand, and to be delivered from all types of worries and anxieties, that is the distinguishing feature of the community of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and it should be like that. So while this is a point for the non-Ahmadis to ponder over it, this is also a point for Ahmadis to consider, that for the sake of Allah Almighty, if they have to achieve that, so they must have the love and affection and complete cooperation with the administration of the Jamaat and obedience to that system, and also very close attachment with the institution of Khilafat. It is very, very essential for them. And then in the next verse, Allah Almighty says that for these people there are glad tidings, and not only the blessings of this life will be there, but the bounties and the blessings in the hereafter will also be there for these people. But getting all these blessings is actually achieving the objective of one's creation. And this is a great triumph. These glad tidings, how can you achieve that, and what is the objective? We find the mention of this in other hadith. In one hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The lahumul bushra fil hayat ad-dunya wa fil akhirah." And the meaning of bushra is that the true dreams which are given to the believers, a mu'min sees himself in that, are about him. Somebody else, a pious person, sees that. And in one narration it is mentioned that you know about the bushra, that this is Jannah. So what is the meaning of the bushra in relation to this life? The Holy Prophet ﷺ said that the true dreams which a person sees are for him. Somebody else sees a good dream and a dream of glad tiding. In these true dreams, there are glad tidings of the bounties of Allah. So these dreams are not meaningless things. Sometimes they are regarding the turning of the fear into peace, and Allah Almighty removes those fear, and the life of the believers which is full of fear, that is changed. And sometime regarding the descent of the bounties of Allah Almighty, and a mu'min sees this thing always happening in his life, in the community life as well, how Allah Almighty is causing the rain descend upon them. And many a time Allah Almighty tells His servants about that beforehand. So these are the, Allah Almighty shows the glad tidings about the blessings and the bounties. And there are so many other glad tidings and good dreams which are shown to the people, which Allah Almighty gives to these people, and His support is always with the community of believers. So the community of believers, when each and every action of them is for the sake of Allah Almighty, becomes for the sake of Allah Almighty, when they really truly become a community and they try to become the friends of Allah, then because of this mutual relationship which is for the sake of Allah Almighty, they get the glad tidings. Today this love, because of Jamaat and the Khilafat, and in order to because of the love of all these things, we find this situation in the community, and Allah Almighty strengthens the faith and shows the true dreams to the believers. So as long as this strong relationship is always progressing and is there, by the grace of Allah Almighty, you will have your share of the glad tidings from Allah Almighty. And the glad tidings from Allah Almighty for a believer, they are the something which announce the great triumph for the believer, so that they should increase in their faith further. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that the true believers in their worldly life and the life to come, they would continue to receive the signs of glad tidings through which in this world and the life to come, they would be increasing in the fields of true perception of Allah Almighty and make unimaginable progress. These are the words of Allah which are not going to change. The glad tidings, when you get it, that is actually the great triumph. This is the point which out of it takes a person to the highest station of love and full perception of Allah Almighty. And may Allah make it this way, make it so that we truly understand this point, and our faiths and our actions are taken to that station where we have the love of Allah Almighty and the perception of Allah Almighty, full marifat. We take ourselves higher and higher, and we get into the paradise of the player of Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty continue to change our worries into peace, and Allah Almighty continue to cover our sins with His forgiveness. Ameen.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر